It is 7:47, and I'm honored to have with me on the line the director of the Environmental Defense Fund's California Fisheries Fund. It's Phoebe Higgins. Phoebe, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
I'm very happy to have you as a huge seafood fanatic, and of course my partner Ron Brown, who is a kind of a sushi fanatic. He likes his seafood raw. I like mine cooked. But the point is, we're talking about how a brand new program is reviving California's fishing industry. Tell us a little about it.
Sure. The California Fisheries Fund is a loan program that was started, actually we launched in 2008. We're here to provide capital to fishermen and seafood businesses who are making a transition to more sustainable business models and practices. So we essentially help fishermen invest in environmentally friendly fishing gear that helps them target the abundant species and avoid overfished species, and help them take more profitable and safe fishing trips when they're catching sustainable seafood.
This is kind of an interesting pairing. I mean, back in, 10 or 12 years ago, the West Coast the fishery was declared a federal disaster. It was a mess. And now this new program's in place. Is that what spurred the whole move towards sustainable fishing practices?
Well, it's true that, yes, in the year 2000, the Pacific groundfish fishery was declared a disaster. Catches had plummeted and profits were way down. The fishing fleet had shrunk from about 1,200 vessels to 150 vessels. And fishermen were essentially racing for small amounts of fish that scientists said were acceptable to catch. The big thing that has started to turn that fishery around is that managers put in place what's called a catch share program. I mean, under the old way of fishing, regulations are designed to limit the behavior of fishermen, and it drives them to compete against each other to catch fish, which often makes them exceed catch limits and take risky fishing trips during bad weather. And with catch shares, which is a fundamentally different way of doing things, fishermen are allocated a specific quota to catch so that any time throughout the year they can go fishing, they can time their trips for good weather, for better prices, and that gives them the responsibility, too, for healthy fish populations, because as the population grows, their share of the quota also grows.
So can
that
we...
has really spurred change. And the California Fisheries Fund is here to help them through that transition with investing in different types of gear and improving their vessels.
So, Phoebe, how does a local fisherman or a fishing company around here get access to these loans? How can folks become aware of them and take advantage of them?
Well, our website has a lot of good information at californiafishingfund.org. And, of course, folks can call me directly at 415-293-6120. And I can always talk to folks about their business plans. We just try to understand what they're doing that will help them fish more sustainably or operate their fish buying business more sustainably, and then we can hopefully become a good partner and lend them money.
And ultimately, this results in fresher, yummier fish on the platters of folks in Solano, Contra Costa, and Napa counties, I'm supposing.
That is the idea, yeah.
I'm starting to get hungry, Phoebe. it's californiafisheriesfund.org. Is that the website folks can go to get more information about these loans?
Yes, that's it, californiafisheriesfund.org.
Hometown Mornings with John and Ron.
On 95.3 KUIC.